And good morning, TMC family. Welcome to the Master's Call. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, this is a day that you have made and we are rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Thank you so much for everything that you've given us and all of the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord. Thank you for the Master's Call. Thank you for our founders of the call, Dr. P.K. Patton, and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, continue to bless them and keep them, Lord, giving them your full blessings, adding no sorrow to it. Lord, thank you for our Artist Life family, the Kings of Artists, the Diaz de Leon family, every single artist, distributor, and customer. Lord, thank you, Lord, for letting their cup overflow with your blessings, Lord, and refreshing them, Lord, as they refresh others. Thank you, Heavenly Father, also for our TMC family and for the Bride of Christ in Artists, Lord. Thank you for just continuing to give us kingdom strategies and for covering us with your blood, Jesus. And we just honor you and we praise your holy name. Thank you for the speaker who's going to be speaking on the line. Lord, open up our spiritual hearts, our spiritual ears, all of our spiritual senses to hear and receive what you have for us this morning. We love you and we praise your holy name. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, calling and greeting you from Snellville, Georgia, and it was such a Jesus joy to do that. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line?
Can you hear me, Minister Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, praise God. Good morning. Good morning to you, Minister Rebecca, and thank you for seating and greeting everyone here on the Master's Call, and we thank God for you and that tag, I tell you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. Here on Monday morning on the Master's Call, our telecommunication sanctuary, I want to join with Minister Rebecca and say good morning to all of you this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And we're so thankful that you have joined us here. We started a new week, a new day here on Monday in August. I still can't believe that we're in August already, but let me tell you a little bit about the call if this is your first time. We are so grateful that this call started back in 2010 through two wonderful women of God, and they are none other than our awesome leaders, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we tell you that this call has been going on every Monday through Friday, encouraging, enhancing, and empowering believers every day as they begin their day. That's our theme. But not only that, it was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, which it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. There you can go and see the bios of the speakers, and you'll be able to hear some of the messages for the past, we're about to say 7 years, because we're about to go into our seventh year, and we're excited about that. And the theme that I love is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, we invite you to do so. And you can be a greeter, such as what Minister Rebecca did so graciously, or you could host, which is what I'm doing. And then you can speak the word from the Lord. And I tell you, we definitely want to hear what God has in your belly. Now, to do that, you could send the information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. You can also send your prayer prayer requests as well as your praise reports to the same info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, another thing is that we are so excited because many of us are part of this wonderful health and wellness company. We're having health and wellness showcases and parties all around the country as well as around the world where we're showing people how to get healthy, how to live healthier lives, and what a blessing it is. This company is Artist International. Now we are under Artist Life, and it was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago, and we are empowering people, and that is truly a blessing. If you want to know more about this company, get with the person that invited you on the call, or better still, you can get on the new morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, and today is Inspirational Monday, so you will get another powerful word from the Lord today. So tune in. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Now, we're also excited because we're getting ready to go to a powerful, powerful United Artists United conference, which will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada. OMG. I'm telling you, I'm expecting great things to happen there. We want you to be in a place that's going to be held September 22nd through the 24th, where we'll have from our powerful meeting where you can see the introduction of the company and what we're doing, and then we'll have training, and then we're going to close it out with a powerful, powerful, I know it's going to be an anointed service Sunday morning. So we want to see your face in the place. It's free registration. Just go in the back office and register, and then get with the person again that invited you. You might want to join with them and come on out to Las Vegas on September 22nd through the 24th. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have a wonderful, I tell you, she's just a blessing to the masses, and we thank God for her. This speaker is going to come forth and give us our word this morning. She is our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, the woman of God who is from Monticello, Mississippi, and she is an alumna of Alcorn State University, where she has been has a master's rather in divinity, specializing in psychology. She got her doctorate of humanities from the Panama City Theological Seminary in Florida, and she has also served in the Army as a chaplain. I tell you, she has been a blessing around the world, such as Saudi Arabia, Arabia, Germany, in Georgia, California, I'm telling you, Colorado. She has been around blessing the people. She pastored as a chapel services at each assignment. She has been a blessing as a minister in the marketplace with Artist Life International. She has also been assigned in the military in Hawaii. Goodness, I'm telling you, around the world, we could just go on and on. This woman of God has been a blessing to the masses, not only in the artist arena, but like I say, in the military. She moved around the country, around the world. She went back to her home place in Mississippi. She is up in Silver Creek, Mississippi, and she has been a blessing up there. Not only that, she went up there and met her beau, and that is none other than Mr. Lester Patton. And I tell you, she is a newlywed, blessed of the Lord, happy in the Lord, so grateful for what God is doing in her life. You'll hear her bubbling over. She has a smile from here to the East Coast, and I'm telling you, she has a word in her belly that she always brings forth. I'm going to introduce to some, present to others, none other than our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton of Silver Creek, Mississippi. Are you there, Dr. Patton?
Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can, woman of God. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning, Mississippi Queen. I'm so thankful to hear you on the call this morning, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. I thank God for you and your contribution as our prayer general for the TMC call. I love you, love you, love you. I thank God for my beautiful minister, Rebecca, down in Snellville, Georgia. God bless you. Thank you so much for greeting and seating the people this morning on the call. A special honor this morning to God Almighty for all that he is doing for us and this super fantastic opportunity. Each and every time I hear that we are entering the seventh year of this ministry and this prayer call, my heart does a little pitter-patter. And so I thank God for my sister in the Lord, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for steering the ship and all that she does to ensure that this call continues. I thank God for Mother Josie, who loves and prays for us, and I always want to honor her. Today, you all, I just want to take a moment to thank all of our hosts and greeters, our prayer warriors, preachers, teachers, spokespersons who made it and have and continue to make it possible for this call to go forth. I am continuing to hear testimonies of how this call is continuing to bless people. So I thank God for you this morning. I just wanted to take a moment to say that, because sometimes we just don't show enough gratitude to those who soar and sow into our lives. Now, we have been talking about choice, and we're going to continue today. Last week, I talked about the decision to go, one choosing to go, and I talked about our go-getter, Father Abraham has many sons had Father Abraham, and I thank God that I'm one of them. Our scripture came from Genesis 12th chapter, and it talked about how Abraham chose to leave his family, comfortable surroundings, to go to a land that God had prepared for him. And as a result of him making that decision, God changed his name from Abram, changed his wife's name to Sarah, and indeed did exactly what he told him that he was going to do. He told him, he made a promise to him that he would make him the father of many nations, and that's just exactly what he did. And he made that promise when Abraham was and Sarah both were past childbearing age, and they did not know how he was going to do what he did, but God can do whatever he chooses to do. Somebody ought to say amen. And so as God is calling us to do those things which appears to be impossible, I would submit to us this morning that we should throw up our hands in surrenderance and say, yes, Lord. As I shared with you last week, that we do not go where the path may lead, but we go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. That's exactly what Abraham did. Now, this morning, I want to talk to you about a person who did exactly the opposite of what Abraham, as Abraham did. You see, listen, most of us, if you've read the Bible, you know all about this man. People have never read the Bible without sort of laughing and joking about him, because his story has become a folklore. I know that some of you already know who I'm talking about. there's a playful aspect to his story, a kind of slapstick clumsiness about him as he bumbles his way along, trying, but always unsuccessfully, to avoid doing what God had for him to do. But the playfulness is not frivolous, you all. I want you to know that it is deadly serious. While we are smiling or laughing at my brother Jonah, we drop the guard with which we are trying to keep God at a comfortable distance, and suddenly we find ourselves caught in the purposes and commands of God. That's when we do it our way. All of us have tried it our way with no exception. Now, as you know, it is my goal and has been my goal from the beginning of this series to help us understand that we are writing our life story. Stories are the most prominent biblical way of helping us see ourselves in, quote unquote, the God story, which always get around to the story of God making and saving us. Stories, in contrast to abstract statements of truth, tease us into becoming participants in what is being said. That's why I always emphasize when I go to Sunday school, take the lesson and make it applicable to your life so that you can go out and do something with it and make a statement which becomes a part of your story. We find ourselves involved in the action that God has for us when we become participants and not just spectators in the stories. You all, let me tell you, the stories we read in this Bible are some very good stories. And we find ourselves no longer just listening to them, but also inhabiting the story. One reason that the Jonah story is so endearingly important for nurturing the life of faith in us is that Jonah is not a hero too high and mighty for us to identify with. He doesn't do anything great. Instead of being held up as an ideal one to admire, we find Jonah as a companion in our ineptness. Yes, I did use the word inept. Here is someone on our level, even when Jonah does it right, like preaching finally in Nineveh, he still does it wrong. Why? Because he gets angry with God. Well, this morning, you all, we are going to the book of Jonah, the very first chapter and the first verse, and it reads, "One day long ago," I'm reading from the Message Bible, as you already know if you've heard me in it all, "God's word came to Jonah, Amittai's son, up on your feet and on your way to the big city of Nineveh. Preach to them. They are in a bad way, and I can't ignore it anymore." As I got to this point, you guys, I thought, and I don't know, I know I didn't just think, but the Lord just says to me, "Artist distributors, get up off your duff and go out into the world that needs you because it is in a bad way. It is very sick. If you think it is not, just visit the hospital in your city. You will see that there are so many sick people." I went to the hospital the other day, and I just thought, God, it's so many people here, so many sick people here. And we say we don't have anybody to talk to, anybody to share this product, share this idea with. Get up and go. They're in a bad way, and we can't ignore it any longer. My subject this morning is, where are you going? When Jonah got up, he didn't go as God told him to. He went in the other direction. He decided that he could run from God. He instead went down to the port of Joppa and he found a ship headed to Tarshish. He paid the fare, and he went on board, joining those going to Tarshish as far away from God as he could get. How is it that we think that we can get up and get away from God? That's what happens when we think and do what we want to do. That's what happens when we think that we should do that which makes us comfortable. That's what happens when we fall down and don't get back up. But God sent a huge storm at sea, the waves towering. The ship was about to break into pieces. The sailors were terrified. They called out in desperation to their gods. They threw everything that they had overboard to lighten the ship. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone down into the very hull of the ship to take a nap. He was sound asleep. The captain came to him and said, "Man, what's this? You sleeping? You better get up. Pray to your God. Maybe your God will see we are in trouble and rescue us." The seventh verse. This is a good one. Then the sailors said to one another, "Let's get to the bottom of this. Let's draw straws to identify the culprit on this ship. Who's responsible for this disaster?" So they drew straws, and of course, you know, Jonah got the short straw. And then they grilled him. "Now you tell us exactly what's going on. Where are you from? Where are you going? What is your country? Who are your family?" And Jonah had to admit in verse 9, "I am a Hebrew. I worship God, the God of the heaven and the sea, the land and sea." At that, the men were frightened. They were really frightened and said, "What on earth have you done? I ask you again, where are you going and what are you doing? Are you doing what God has asked you to do? Are you wanting for you what God would want for you?" I ask you that question because it reminds me of a story of my own life when I decided that I didn't want to do what God wanted me to do. And my life turned topsy-turvy, upside down, went bankrupt, almost lost everything except my family. And I thank God that God is not a God of a second chance. I would tell you it time and time again. God is a God of a chance after chance after chance after chance. I didn't want to start a church. I didn't want to open a ministry. I didn't want to do what God had called me to do. At that point in my life, I thought that I should be able to do something different. I was tired of these hard-headed folks. I found myself looking just like Jonah. But I'm here to tell you that we are not big and bad enough to kick against the prick. Maybe things have not worked the way you wanted them to work. Maybe you have not talked to the people in the way and manner that God would have you to. But I would encourage you today to pray and ask God for creative and innovative ideas so that you can go where he has told you to go and do what he has told you to do. Why? Because only God himself can rock us steady in the midst of storms. Only God himself can keep the ship from turning topsy-turvy. Only God himself knows the plan and purpose for which he placed you here. So I ask you today, where are you going? What are you doing? Whose orders are you obeying? Each and every day I get up, I encourage you to do as God has asked me, as instructed me to do. He says, "Ask me, who shall I talk to today? whose life shall be changed today, because I will give them a word of hope. I will give them a lifeline directly to God. Who will you talk to today? Who will you share Artist International with today? Who will you tell the story of the goodness of God today? Who will you share with today? With that, I'm saying, go, my children, go, but not away from God, but to God, because he has already set the plan out for you. Seek him and be clear on the divine direction he's given you to move in today. Back to you, my dear sister, Mississippi Queen. Take this.
Well, all right. Let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for that powerful message. Where are you going? I tell you, we needed that. We needed that to make sure that we are following God's direction. I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. But first of all, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and have a few more announcements. Father God, we thank you so much, Lord, for giving us this Monday morning to worship you, to glorify you, to honor you, because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you, Lord, because you are El Shaddai all by yourself. Besides you, there is none other, Father, and we thank you that we can bow down and say, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. We thank you, Father, for this powerful message this morning, Lord God, to instruct us, to direct us, to lead us to you at your feet, to ask your directions, to ask you, Father, where would you have me to go this day? We glorify you, Father, for our very own Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. We ask that you just fill her cup, Lord God. Fill it till it overflows, oh God. We thank you for continuing to anoint her, to strengthen her, to protect her, Lord God, to show her, Lord, that what you have in store for her. And we thank you for blessing her and her husband, Lord God, in a mighty way. We ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, and continue to manifest your glory in their marriage. We ask you, Father, that you continue to use them together, Lord God, as you show forth your glory in the midst of what they're doing. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out and blessing their coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. We thank you, Father, for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Mother Josie. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them, Father, in perfect peace. We glorify you, Father, for using this woman of God and her mother like never before. And we honor you, Father God, for these two women, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Father, for standing strong in you, Father, for this master's call, such a time as this. We ask you, Father, to even minister, to continue to minister to the people of God that's on this line, Father God. We glorify you, Father, that they will go forth this day in your honor, with your praise in their mouths. And, Lord, see your glory manifest in their lives today. We thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing. We ask you, Father, that you heal those that are sick, and we speak over their lives and call them healed by the blood of the Lamb, by the stripes of Jesus Christ. They are healed. And we thank you, Father, even those that may be going through trying times with bereavement, Father God, we glorify you for comforting them. We ask a special anointing, Lord God, on the people that have gone through this situation up in Virginia, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you will take it and use it for the good. And we glorify you, Father, because our eyes are focused on you. We ask that you continue to bless artist life in its entirety. Lord God, we thank you for the anointing that you will place upon it on this event that's coming forth. We glorify you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we say thank you. Amen and amen. Well, TMC family, you want to share this call with somebody today. That can be a seed that you can sow into someone's lives. And in order to share that message, it's 712 432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Now, also that we got the new morning motivational call coming up next, and it's Inspirational Monday. And our very own Pastor Everett Thomas will be the speaker. So go to that call right after this call, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. I want to thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting the people of God and opening us up with that powerful prayer this morning. And thank you again, Dr. P.K. Patton, for giving us a word from on high this Monday morning. We love and appreciate you. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
All righty. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I also want to acknowledge that Babe is on the phone this morning, and I thank God for him and his support. I thank God for him connecting the two of us and this part of my journey. I just also want to remind you all that we are beginning school again, and we want to pray for our children and our educators as we are entering yet another school season. Let us benedict. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that your grace, your mercy, and your precious Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide with us as we continue to make great choices that will show up in our stories later on. We love you, we thank you, and we give you praise for all we are and hope to become. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day. Bye-bye.